magbiyas hashulchan lekatani. It does not say that the Kohanim had to pick up the shulchan. So here you see b'shas like a kmitza or b'shas a kiddush, you do not have to have the klisharis picked up. It's enough to be on the floor. Samora said, "No, that's not a kasha." Lava Marta awesome. Didn't I tell you like over there that Seder Avoidis Nokas only teaching us the Seder Avoidis? So they hocking on here also. Seder Avoidis Nokas only telling you the Seder Avoidis, but not really telling you how many Kohanim you need, whether it has to be picked up or not. Samora says, "No, Midomi, is this like before? Hosom Le Nokas Le Minyona. Before we're not talking, we're not saying an amount of how many Kohanim you have to have. Before it just says the Kmitza, the Locha, it doesn't say how many. But Hoch over here, Nochus Leminyonot the Kohanim. Over here it's saying clearly you have to have four, and then four before that. It's saying clearly how many Kohanim you have to have. Semisa, the Locha would be the Bishas Kmitza or Bishas Kiddush. Like here, the Lechem Aponim, you'd be Mekadosh the Lechem Aponim by putting it onto the Shulchan. So if you tell me now the Bishas Kiddush, you have to have a hagbor sakli, the kli has to be picked up, so the shulchanish, you have to be picked up, lisnayu magviya, it should have said, you have to have another condom, or one or two, to pick up the shulchan. El shmamina, here is the proof, that kansim klisha gabi kaka shmamina, here it's a clear proof to the nechanami, there's no aloha, the klisharis does not have to be picked up, the klisharis could be ala kaka, just like the shulchan was a gabi kaka, nobody was picking it up. They could put the lechem upon him, they could take off the lechem upon him. The same thing with every mincha. A mincha has to be put into a klisharis or taken out from a klisharis, even though the klisharis is agave karka. So the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Rova says, Pshitali, to me it's poshid, that koimitz meklish agave karka, that you're allowed to take a kmitz out of a kli, even though the mincha is on the kli, shagave karka, even though a kohen is not holding it. Still, you let it take a kmitzah out, you let it be koimitz. A kohen can be koimitz from a kli shagave karka. Why? Shekein motzino besilat vezichin. Because we find this is like the kmitzah of the lechem aponim. Because lechem aponim are these 12 challahs that were on the shulchan the whole week. When it comes the next Shabbos, they took off the shnei vezichin, the two cupfuls of levoina that was on top of the lechem. And that's like the kmitza, but taking off the two bezichin, you burn them, that's like the kmitza that's mata the shrine, the left of the rest of the lechem to be eaten. So therefore Rabbi says pshitali that you can make a kmitza from a kli shagabi karko, shekem mitzimu besilik bezichim. When the Kohanim took off the two cups of levoina on top of the shulchan every Shabbos, even though nobody was holding up the shulchan, even though the shulchan was a gabi karko. And secondly Rabbi says that the mekadshim mincha the kli shagabi karka lechatchila, when you first put the mincha down, you let it put it into a kli, even though it's agabi karka. What's the proof? Shekein matzino besidu bezichim, that on Shabbos, after they took off the old bezichim, they used to put the new ones on. That's like a new mincha you're putting down. So you see, you let it first put the mincha down on a kli. That's agabi karka. So like we said before, Rav also says treatily, this is poshit. But now, boy, Rav has a shot like this. What's going to be Kiddush Koimetz Mai? In other words, after you make the Kmitza, after you take the handful out of the Mincha, now you have to put the Kmitza into a Klisharis. That's called you be Mekadesh, the Koimetz. So now what's the Locha? Does it have to be in a Kli that a Kohen is holding? Or could it also be in a Kli Agabi Karka? Mai, what's the Shiloh? Me Mincha, Yafinu, Alon, and Alpha Menoches, that just like a mincha could be agavi karka, the kiddush hakoyim is close to be agavi karka. Or maybe no, midam yafin in law. I learned it out from dam, from kabbalah sadam. Just like the dam has to go inside a kli shoros, and bishas kabbalah or kohen has to be holding the kli. So they have the same thing. After you make the kmitza, when you put it inside the kli, that's called the kabbalah of the kmitza. Maybe it also has to be dafka in a kli that a kohen is holding. So that was the shayla. And this the Gemara says, "Hos the poshto midam yafinin lo." Then Rabbi said, "Yes, he was poshto to learn out from dam that just like by dam, the kabbalah of dam has to be bedafka in a kli that a kohen is holding. The same thing, the kiddush of a kmitza has to bedafka be inside a kli shoris that a kohen is holding." So Gemara asked the question, "O miya, my Rabbi, is it true that Rabbi said like this? I have itman, we learned like this. Koi mates." Shecholku b'shnei kelim. After the koyim made a kmitza, now when he goes to put it into a kabol, into a kli, he puts half of it into one kli and half into another kli. So Rav Nachman Amarena Kodesh, Nachman says it's not Kaddish, and we'll soon see, learns it out from Dam, that you have to put the whole Kemitza into one Kli. You cannot put half the Kemitza in one Kli, half the Kemitza in another Kli. But Rav Amar Kaddish, Rav says, no, you could, it is Kaddish. You could put half a Mincha, half the Kemitza in one Kli, and half the Kemitza in another Kli. Now the question is on Rav, the Yemisa, if it's true that Rav says, learn out the Kiddush of a Kemitza from Dam, if so, Leila from Dam, you should learn out this Lachar also from Dam, that the Kiddush of the Kli has to be like Dam, that you have to have all the Kabbalah of Dam in one Kli, you cannot have it in two Kalim. So how come here by the Kemitza, Rav says, you can be Mekadosh Dam in two separate Kalim, half and half? Tzmar says true, Hoda be Rav Mehi. Rav was chayzer from the last halacha, and Rav also agrees that it's possible. Rashi says, "The vaday ain't a kiddush, the midam yafinan. Avadi cannot put half the kmitz in one kli, and half the kmitz in another kli. It's not kiddush. You learn it out from dam that you have to have the whole kmitz in one kli." Now the Gemara is, "Vidam minolam deloy kiddush lechatzoyin." How do we know this? Even by Kabbalah Saddam, that a crane cannot be mekabel half of the dam, half of the mount in one kli, and then the other half in another kli. Who says by Kabbalah Saddam it has to be in one kli? For the more of it, dami nolam deloy kodesh lechatzoyin. Smurus says the Tony Rav Tachlifa ben Shaw. Because Rav Tachlifa ben Shaw learned like this, that kiddush tochos michtei hazo bechlizeh. Kiddush is going on by the mechatis, by the paraduma. So if you mekadish tochos michtei hazo, less than Kedei Hazor, Rashi says Kedei Hazor means Kedei Sheyitfo Roshei Gevulin V'Yaza. The Kohen has to be able to stick in with his hands the heads of the Gevul of the stalks into the Mechatis and spritz with it. So we have less than a shear in one Kli. Ulpochus Mechtei Hazor B'Kli Zeh Le Kiddush. You cannot be Mekadishit. Rashi says V'Yafo Pi Shechoza V'Irvul Yachar Kiddush. But Nesine Smayim Aleifa. But even though you mix them up later, but b'shas you put the eifer into the water, there has to be enough water there right now, kedei hazor, in order to put the gvulin into it and make this rika. But if you don't have enough right now, if in each kli it's pachos mikashir, it's no good. That's the locha by mechatis. Now we boil, we have a question. B'damai, what's the locha by dam? If you mekabel midam, from let's say the sorum and the porum and the srofim, she'etun and haziyah, that by the dam of a parmanis rofin, also, you have to make hazi, you have to spritz with the blood. The kibul shir gimel azois. You have to mekabel the shir to make gimel azois in one kli. The shir dial azois, the kli zemau. Now, you have to make zayin hazois, you have to spritz seven times. So, what's going to be by the kabbalah sadam of the parm and the sirim? What's going to be if you mekabel kedei azor three in one kli, and kedei azor four in the other one? And together you have the number seven. Is that enough or not? Mao. So what's the shiloh? Hilchasi is a locha by a paraduma, a locha l'moshe misinai. And therefore we would say, yimilchas alefinun, he came now from a locha l'moshe misinai. It's only a din in a paraduma and not a din in dam. Or duma maybe no. Hosa, my time, what's the reason why by the paraduma? The kiddush of mechatis. You have to have kedei hazor in one kli. The Siddur Pesach says, "V'tovah b'mayim," that you have to be tovah the gevulim into the water itself. Mashma, you have to have a sheer mayim. If so, achinam here also. Hoksid the Pesach says, "V'tovah b'dam," that the kohen has to put his dam, his etzpa, into the dam and make the seven hazois. It says, "Badam mashma," there has to be in the kli a kabbalah kedei shir hazor. So that was the shiloh. What's the lacha by paraduma? Is it a halacha or is it a pasuk? And the Yitma we learned, Omer Reb Zrika, Omer Reb Elozo, Af Pedam Lo Kiddush Yes, we talk to learn out Dam from the Paraduma. By Dam also, it's not Mekadish, if you have a Kabbalah of the Chatzi Dam in one Kli, and a Kabbalah of a Chatzi Dam in the other Kli. There has to be one Kabbalah of all the Dam in one Kli. And why? Because Vaisa is swear by the Paraduma is not a halacha, but from the pasuk of V'tovah B'mayim. So here also it says V'tovah B'dam. And Omar Rava says, Tani Nam Yoch, we also learn like this, that the part we dashin, that V'tova V'loy Nesvug, means when the Kohen puts his hands, the finger, into the dam, there has to be an amount of dam there. V'loy Maspig means, not like Rashi says, not that you go and Mikaneach, like wipe it off from the sides of the Kli, that's no good. There has to be an amount of dam there, that you dip your hand, your finger, into the dam itself. And then we says, V'tova says, Badam, the Pesach says, Then the pasuk says, "Gesa b'tovol badom." What does badom mean? Vidashin shehei b'dam shiat tefila mikaroi. That means that b'shas she made the kabbalah sadam in the kli, yada be mekabel receive enough blood or shear of kedei tefila. Not a chatzi shear in one kli, a chatzi shear in another kli. But badom means shehei b'dam shiat tefila. You have to have enough of a shear b'shas kabbalah itself. Then vidashin min hadam means. Min hadam shebinyan. We'll soon see what that means. That the inyan means that the leftover dam on the fingers is possible. The shemayim on the fingers is possible. We'll soon see. Now the Mishnah says, v'yitzvach lemichta v'tovol. We need to dash in the word v'tovol. And v'yitzvach lemichta v'badom. To say v'tovol badam. Yet tovol in the blood. Why? Tikos rachamon v'tovol. Have a mina af agad lekibul shiat filis. Even though lechitchila you are not mekabla one kli, the shia to make the seven hazois. Even though beginning you only mekabel enough for three, then four and another kli, but at the end if you mix it together and now b'shas tefillah is enough, maybe that would be enough. So Buddha just said the word v'toval, I would just think that b'shas the kohen is putting his finger into the dam, that's to be enough of a shir, but I would not know that you have to have enough b'shas kabbalah. Therefore, mitfilas mikoro, therefore, kosher rachmon of Torah writes, badam, it says v'toval badam, mashmah mikoro b'shas the kabbalah sadam, you have to be mekabel enough in one kli. Now, v'kos rachmona b'dam, just the word badom, have I would have thought to say, afilu maspig, that if b'shas kabbalah, there was enough of a shear in the kli, then later b'shas the kohen is putting his finger into the kli to make hazor, would be enough, even though there's a drop left, like, and he has to, like, wipe with his finger against the sides of the kli to get some blood, maybe that's also enough. It's kos rachmona b'tovah min adam. The first is v'tova, no, that b'shas, you put your finger into the kli, there has to be an amount of dam there that you can make an easy tefillah and not have to wipe it off on the sides of the kli. Then we dash and it says, v'tova min hadam. What does the word min hadam mean? Shebinyan, from the dam that we're talking about. And which dam are we not talking about? So where it says, lemute comes to exclude lemute mai, amarava lemute shirayim shebetzpa. After you made hazor with your finger, the leftover dam on that your finger is possible to use for a second hazor. You have to wipe it off and make a new tefillah and a new hazor. So, Misalim Reb Lezer, the Yoma, Shirayim Shebetz Papsulim. After you made one hazor with your finger, the leftover dam on it is possible. You can't use it for hazor. You have to wipe it off. Oh, Malay Rovin Baravad Lerovo, Amri Tamilcho. That your Talmud says at Omer of Amram, that Tani was done like this. When the kohen was mazah spritzing the dam from the chatas with his finger, v'nitzo hazor miyodoi, and some dam came off from his finger, and it goes on a kli. So we had before an zvachim holochis about toin kibbutz that the kli you have to wash off. So it's like this: imachle he's a toin kibbutz before you made the hazor, then the dam that falls off and goes on a kli, you have to wash off the begid. But mishehizo, once you already finished your hazor, ain't toin kibbutz. So now, then the dam that comes off is not fit to be used for hazor anymore. Therefore, that dam, if it goes on the beged, you don't have to wash it off. So my love doesn't mean to say, actually, gomer hazor soy. It depends when you finish all the hazois. That's when it's not toin kibbutz. Or misha gomer hazor soy. And that means, actually, gomer hazor soy, misha gomer hazor soy. That before you finish it all, or else, then it is toin hazois. And after you finish it all, it's not. So Shmaminu Bishraim Shabbats Paksherim, that until you finished all of them, any dam that spritzes off, even the shram, the leftover blood on your finger, mash mis koshal azor. That's why it's throwing kibbutz. Well, the Smer says, let us not the pshat loy, actually, yotasam yoda hazor throwing kibbutz. Before the dam left your finger, that dam is fit for azor. If it goes on a beggar, you have to wash it off. But misha yotza azor miyoda, once the dam left your finger, then the leftover blood on your finger, the nitzah mimasha nishal, is ain't toin kibbutz. And it's that dam is not roif azrika, it's not toin kibbutz. Alright, we'll just read to the end now. We'll start over from here on the next tape. Eisri abaya. Gomer malazos mekanech yoda begufa shaporo. Gomer in la gomer loy. O malay gomer mekanech yoda, la gomer mekanech etzpa. Bishta la gomer mekanech yoda begufa shaporo. Yitzibusar vazaporo lienob. El la gomer mekanech etzpa, the man. We're holding the Zayin on the base near the bottom. The last shalom was we said that when it says min hadam dam shebinyan means that the shirayim, the leftover dam on the kohen's etzba, is posel is rika.
Now the Gemara says the first big law in the bottom, Eisvei. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asks a question like this. It says, Goma malahazois mekaneach yode begufa shapora. That when the Kohen finishes making the Azor, then he wipes his hands off on the Poradum itself. Tzadik is gomarin, only when the Kohen finishes making all the Zrikis, then he has to wipe off his hand. But legomaloi, mashu, before he finishes all the Hazois, he does not have to wipe off his hand, meaning the leftover dam on his hand could still be fit for Zrika. So see, the Shirayim is fit for Zrika. So Malais, he answered back and said, no. Gomar mekaneach yodoi. When he finishes making all the hazois, then he wipes off his own hand. But loy gomar, before he finishes all the hazois, then mekaneach etzbo. He only has to wipe off just his one finger that he made the hazor with. Enechanami. The shirayim, the leftover dam on his finger, is possible to use for second zrika. Now, gomar mekaneach yodoi begufa shaporo. When the kohen finishes all the hazois by the poraduma, he wipes his hands on the por itself, tichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Besorof esapor lienov." You burn the por, therefore it's good that wipe off the dam on the por itself and you burn it. Elo loigoma mekaneach etzbo b'ma mekaneach. But before he finishes the azor, on what could he wipe his hands? So in parentheses it has the yarmit. If you can tell me, beguf shaporo, he boiled lemisna mekaneach yodoi v'etzbo beguf shaporoi. It should have said clearly like that you have to wipe off your hands and your etzpa. Midaloi katoni yochasis, it doesn't say this way. Shema aminad loy boy kinuach. The chorot smashma that you do not have to wipe off your hands, at least not on the por itself. And the shalom would be some place that said that you have to be afraid. Maybe some hair of the por will get stuck on your hands, and when you make the next zrika, it'll be part of the zrika. So therefore, we do not want you to wipe your hands on the por itself, the etzpa in between. So if so, on what do you wipe off your etzpa? So Rabbi says, Bisfas Mizrak, on the rim of the Mizrak of the clear that you make the Zrika with. Kedachsiva, the Pasuk says, Kippur Zov, that the Kelum that make the Kabbalah Saddam is called the Kippur Zov, a golden cleaner. Mashmi, you clean it off, you clean off your hands with this clea. Now the Gemara asks, O mi Yomer Rav Lozi Yoch, is it true that Rav Leza said like this? The Rashi says, Af Bedam, like Kiddush Lechatzoyim, is it true, like we were saying before, that even by dam also, it's not Kiddush Lechatzoyim, you have to make a complete Kabbalah Saddam, enough of a shear in one kli, and not hear from one kli and hear from the other kli. Sumar is, I've written, we learned like this, Chavite Kohen Godel. The mincha, the special mincha that Kohen Godel brings, the Asira Sefer, that he brings every day, and that he brings machtes half in the morning, and half in the half Ben Harbayim, so it says like this, Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Einoi Kiddush Lechatzoyin. You can't put half of the Asira Sefer in the Kli at one time, and half in the other. But you have to put the complete Asira Sefer in one Kli at one time. Rabbi Lezer says, no. Mitoich Shekor V'Lechatzoyim. Since the Maisa, this Mincha is brought half in the morning, and half Be'eriv, is so Kiddush Lechatzoyin. He'll have to be Mekadeshit, half of the Asira Sefer in one Kli, and half in the second Kli. And this is Rabbi Lezer. Now the question is, V'yim Isa, if you hold, that Rashi says what? The dam, lo kiddush lechatzoyim, that by the kiddush of the dam, the Kabbalah. It has to be the whole shear at one time.